Welcome to Panic at the Podium, a podcast designed to equip students like you with skills for fearless presenting. My name is Jonathan Key.
And I'm Fritz Kroenke. Jonathan and I work for the Counseling and Student Support Services Department, also known as CS3.
Some of you may already be aware that anxiety about public speaking is a perfectly normal emotion.
That's right, Jonathan. In fact, a man named George Jessel once said, "The human brain starts working the moment you are born and never stops until you stand up to speak in public."
Since we all experience that sense of panic from time to time, so let's talk about a few basic steps to making a fearless presentation. For example, choosing to present on a topic you already know very well. This will help you to speak more comfortably on the subject.
Another example could be creating an outline of the content you wish to include in your presentation. This will help to keep your thoughts more organized and coherent.
Visual aids are also an important tool that may help to reduce your anxiety levels when in front of an audience. Let's take a moment to talk about effective ways to utilize visual aids.
I agree with you, Jonathan. Visual aids can be very helpful with appropriate use. Be sure to remember the following 4 points about visual aids. First, your visual aid should avoid using colors or fonts that are difficult to read. Second, your visual aid should be simple. Avoid cluttering your poster or PowerPoint slides. Third, don't be afraid to use color and images. You want your visual aids to be enticing to your audience. Fourth, don't overdo it. Just keep the size and length of your visual aid proportionate to the amount of content you have to present.
Thanks, Fritz. Now let's take a moment to view the attached document called 10 Tips for Fearless Presenting and pull out a few key points from this list.
Take a look at the second tip, which states practice. Practicing your speech not once, but several times in front of a friend, family member, or even the mirror can be an excellent method for reducing your anxiety. Just remember, the more you practice, the more confident you will be the day of your presentation.
Scroll down a couple of lines and read tip number 4, which states, know the room. This doesn't mean just knowing where your presentation is located, but familiarizing yourself with the space and the media that will be available to you on the day of your presentation. If you are using a PowerPoint document or a slideshow, be sure to check that the media outlets in the room ahead of time to ensure that they are compatible with the presentation materials saved on your laptop, DVD, or flash drive.
Finally, scan down to the bottom of the page and read the last tip, which states, gain experience. Like many things in life, the more you're able to practice public speaking, the less anxiety-provoking it will become.
Another great outlet for practicing and perfecting your public speaking skills is at the Panic at the Podium workshop. If you're interested in this opportunity, please contact one of our CS3 members at atlcounseling@scad.edu.
In addition, please feel free to use this email address if you're interested in speaking to someone individually about public speaking or another personal issue.
Also, don't hesitate to use the comments link at the bottom of this webpage if you would like to raise any questions, comments, or concerns.
That wraps up our Panic at the Podium podcast. Thanks for joining us, and check back soon for upcoming podcasts from CS3.